But right now, we need to do space jokes. Speed jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. We got a joke today from Mugged Mary Beth in Schererville. That's how she describes herself. Michael Rago in Edgebrook, the man who changed the rules on how to get a Speed Jokes coffee mug. We got a joke from Dave Browning in Hammond, Indiana, who is one glass short of a full shelf. And Lori Tusing of Wilmette and Bruce Chappett and Skokie and Bill in Schererville. Steve Alexander quoted Joey Bishop with a quote. With a joke today.
What?
Father Ron in Peru sent us a joke. Kent Heisner, IHSA referee, number 60420. Diane C. in North Aurora. Gwen Strutzenberg sent us a joke. Terry Captain did in Lansing. And Mugless Mike from Ottawa, Illinois. Hey, Dave, you want to hear a sodium joke?
Nah.
Okay, seriously. Nutrition labels should have a line that says, what if I eat the whole thing?
John, did you know sharks can grow up to 25 feet?
No, they can't. And if they did, it would have to be an even number, Dave. Come on.
In the following scene, Dave Innitt will portray a man, crestfallen, surveying the remains of a shattered coffee cup and a small dog. John Williams will not star in this joke, but produced and directed.
Action!
We were hitting the jug with our mug when our pug tugged the rug to get a hug, and the mug dropped like a lug flug.
Action! It seems like every woman these days is wearing yoga pants. Seriously, Dave, do that many women really do yoga? I mean, come on.
I don't know, John. What are you wearing on your feet?
Running shoes. My cousin's a liar.
Why do you say that?
He said he could play the piano by ear, but he only uses his fingers. They're making a movie about a giant ape that wears high heels,
What's
Dave.
What's it called?
King Kong. Mugged Mary Beth in Stockdale writes, hey, John, to everyone that signed my 7th grade yearbook, you'll be happy to know that I did, in fact, stay cool. I went into a bookstore and asked if they had a self-help section, and the lady said yes. And I said, well, where is it? And she said, well, why don't you figure that out yourself? This in from the Treasury Department. Due to inflation, you can now eat food that has been on the floor for up to 7.3 seconds. My wife really knows how to show me a good time. She'll often point to people and go, looks like they're having a good time. A guy at the gym asked me if I could spot him, and I said, yeah, you're right there. What else do you need? By the way, I've been to gyms before. Nobody ever asks me if I can spot them.
That's like a bonus speed joke.
I'm going to tweet out a picture of my arms and you'll get it. I have a wonderful doctor, by the way. Once I couldn't afford an operation, so he just touched up the x-rays.